Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. I know that at Thanksgiving time, people talk about, well, we have to have that green bean casserole. Is it the same during the family get-togethers for Christmas? Well, maybe, probably. You know, if that's a favorite casserole for you, that's probably on the menu for Christmas as well. Well, I got to wondering about, how did that get started? When did it get started? You know, how did all that come about? Most of us just make it and never give it another thought because it's been around actually since 1955. Yeah, it's not older than that, 1955. And it was concocted by a person who worked in the Campbell's kitchen where they, you know, were trying to do lots of different things at the time. In the early 1950s, in the post-war wave, consumption was really going up. And marketing departments of lots of companies were trying to push their products because Americans were spending more and the economy was flourishing. So Campbell's, in particular, published their recipes, which all came from their test kitchen, in their ads along with their product. And when the green bean casserole recipe appeared in print, it really took off. Now, some say it's popular because it's pretty basic ingredients. There are not many ingredients. Others say, well, it's because it tastes so good. So I guess it doesn't matter which way it goes. It still has become a just sort of a standby for lots of folks when they want a vegetable or side dish kind of thing. The person who headed that, now she gives credit to lots of her coworkers for helping that because it did come out of the test kitchen. But the person who gets credit for it is Dorcas Riley. And she graduated from Drexel University in Hospitality Management, Culinary Arts, and Food Science program. And food science as a career is really important when you're going into test kitchens because there's more than just putting a bunch of stuff together and saying, how does this taste? You really need to know how all the ingredients work together. So, as we said, the goal here was to find something that was pretty easily put together with pretty basic ingredients. Now, the original recipe called for, of course, green beans, 4 cans of cut green beans, 1 can of cream of mushroom soup, a little milk, and some soy sauce. Now, I don't know that we see that in the current recipe, and a dash of pepper. And of course, I think what really made it unique, topped it off with those French fried onions. And it such a unique recipe that actually is in the Inventors Hall of Fame since 2002. And as she said, it was something that they worked on together, but she had that original idea, so gets the credit for concocting the green bean casserole that's a favorite of many. Easy to do, quick and easy, you know. So it just checked off a lot of the boxes when it comes to fixing some food. Well, talking about green beans, of course, made me take a look at the nutritional value of green beans because not only is this casserole recipe so popular, green beans are, I think, one of the top, I didn't check this out, but it has to be one of the top vegetables ever. You know, if you go to a buffet meal, if you get to go to a community meal, what's usually on the menu? Usually green beans. There may be some other options, but green beans is certainly at the top of the list. And sometimes just plain green beans, sometimes in the little bacon, onion added. I mean, there are various things that you can do with green beans besides just doing them plain. And turns out that green beans really are good for us. You know, that's kind of a plus, isn't it? When it's something that lots of people like and they're not very high in calories till we add a whole lot of other stuff to them, and then they turn out to be really good for us. That's just a big plus. Because of their rich green color, we don't often think about that they might have some of the same nutrients, for instance, as carrots, because the green covers up the carotenoid-rich vegetables like, you know, and tomatoes also, by the way, but there we have the red color that covers up the chlorophyll content. So it is really very high in all of those kinds of things. And You can enjoy green beans while supporting food sustainability. Recent surveys have shown that 60% of all commercially grown green beans are produced in the United States. And the largest amount of green bean acreage are found in Illinois, Michigan, New York, Oregon, and another close neighbor, Wisconsin. Although countries like France, Mexico, Iraq, and Argentina are large-scale producers of green beans, we can get most of them coming from the United States. And if you're unable to obtain fresh green beans, which is a little difficult for us right now, you can still get many of the valuable nutrients in frozen and canned green beans. So choose them whichever way you'd like to have them. I always like to keep a few cans in my cupboard just to keep them handy. But sometimes the frozen ones for another kind of recipe, I think, are the best if the fresh ones aren't available. So when first frozen and then cooked, retention of some of the B vitamins is as high as 90%. And canned would lose a few more, but they may lose as little as 10% of some of the B vitamins. So canned green beans are still a good choice when you're thinking about nutrition. Green beans have recently been shown to have impressive antioxidant capacity. Now, usually we think of other kinds of vegetables as being much higher, but with this recent research, it's showing that those antioxidant nutrients are there in a surprising number and variety. So, again, green beans are good for us. And green beans may be particularly helpful food for providing us with a mineral, silicon. We often don't hear about all of the minerals that we need, just a few of them, but like calcium, especially magnesium, is important for bone health and for healthy formation of connective tissue. Green beans have recently been shown to stack up quite well against other commonly eaten foods as a good source of absorbable silicone. So just get out those green beans and enjoy, and know that you're doing, if you're doing the fixing, the choosing, that you are doing a good thing for your family. And I guess the other thing related to green beans, we've talked about how easy the casserole is, but, you know, otherwise, whether you're talking fresh, canned, frozen, cooking up green beans is just minutes. And in the microwave, if you're heating some up, it's really just minutes. But even if you're going to do a little something special to them, 5 minutes probably is about the max that you need to be concerned with. So they are really easy and should be on our list when we're going shopping. Well, kind of related to that, knowing that green beans are really good for us, what about our immune systems? Are there foods that help us build our immune systems? I think should be really concerned about that right now, since more colds and flu are going around. And there are some foods that help us build our immune systems and some foods that sort of destroy or tear down our immune systems. And I was unhappy, most of us will be unhappy to know that sugar is one of those things that kind of destroys our immune systems. But what about the ones that are really good for us if you want to be concerned? You know, the first ones, mushrooms, maybe not something you have on your table all the time, but they are rich in antioxidants, and that helps fight off the flu. What about cabbage? Cooked cabbage, coleslaw, maybe something even more filling, rolled in cabbage leaves. Lots of ways to use cabbage. They also are a powerful source of antioxidant enzymes, and they help detoxify carcinogens. Oh, cabbage has, of course, lots of vitamin C in it, and so does grapefruit and oranges. And that's another thing, to make sure we have enough vitamin C will increase our immune system activation. Those that are high in vitamin A, those really deep green ones, well, of course, spinach tops the list. And there are lots of ways to use spinach. I think Many people go, spinach, yuck. But, you know, one of the things that I found is really kind of fun with spinach is if you're making a soup, just throw some frozen spinach in at the end, and it adds some pretty green, and it doesn't really change the total flavor of the soup. So spinach, broccoli, sweet potatoes, those are all especially good. As I mentioned, the ones that kind of tear down our immune systems, excessive consumption of calories and fat and refined grain products, white sugar, all of those things that kind of go along with many of our holiday treats are kind of on the negative list for building or tearing down our immune systems. Enough about food right now, but we'll probably be talking about food again before Christmas. Until next time, here's a thought from Margaret Thatcher. Being powerful is like being a lady. If you have to tell people you are, you aren't.